Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden quickly signed several executive orders after taking the oath of office on Wednesday. Biden took initial steps to change the government's response to the pandemic by imposing mask wearing and social distancing requirements for federal workers and property. The president reversed his predecessor's policies on immigration and lifted a travel ban on predominantly Muslim nations. Biden also revoked a permit to build the Keystone XL pipeline. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that Biden hopes to have his cabinet in place as quickly as possible.
The desire to get his cabinet in place and get his team confirmed is front and center for the president. It is a topic he discussed with members of Congress from both the Republican and Democratic Party today during the course of the day and the course of events.
One of the president's nominees has received Senate confirmation. Avril Haines won approval late Wednesday to become Director of National Intelligence. The vote was 84 to 10. People in Kansas are celebrating the first woman of color to become Vice President of the United States. From KMUW in Wichita, Carla Eccles has the story.
Carolyn Anderson fought back tears as she watched Harris being sworn in on TV. Anderson later joined a car parade in honor of Harris.
We're representing with pearls because that's what Vice President Harris loves, is pearls.
She says black women have come a long way. Lakshmi Kambam Patty celebrated Harris's Indian roots.
And is such a role model and so many hopes for the little girls and also for me, people of my age, just to say that don't give up.
Portraits of Harris and President Biden were also neatly cut into fields in Lawrence, Kansas. For NPR News, I'm Carla Eccles in Wichita.
Stocks closed at record highs on this inauguration day. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Investors seem to welcome the incoming administration. All the major stock indexes continued their remarkable comeback from pandemic lows last spring. The Dow rose 0.8%, the S&P 500 index jumped 1.4%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up nearly 2%. President Biden is not likely to focus as much attention on the market's day-to-day performance as his predecessor, who often treated stocks as a kind of personal scorecard. Both the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO offered praise for the new president. The chamber applauded Biden's first-day moves on immigration and the Paris Climate Accord, though it opposed his decision to revoke the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher. On Asian market, shares are mixed, lower in Hong Kong. This is NPR News. A number of states are reporting vaccine shortages, while tens of thousands of people are seeing their appointments for the first doses of the drugs canceled. New York officials say the supply of vaccines there will dry up in a couple of days. More than 175,000 new COVID-19 cases were recorded in the U.S. on Wednesday. More than 406,000 Americans have so far died from the disease, according to Johns Hopkins University. A heavy storm has caused severe flooding, displacing tens of thousands of people in northwest Syria. Nida Hamzi has more from Beirut.
Save the Children says more than 40,000 Syrians sought shelter from the storm in mosques and schools or were forced to sleep in the open air in sub-zero temperatures. A six-year-old child died, and many people lost their only possessions, which were swept away in the flood. It is a weather catastrophe that occurs every winter. Those most affected are Syrians already displaced because of Syria's nearly decade-long civil war. Many live in tented encampments. Save the Children estimates at least 62 displacement camps were damaged or destroyed in the storm. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria says the next round of talks on revising that country's constitution will be held next Monday. Gare Pedersen, who's been overseeing the talks, says it's time for Syria's Constitutional Committee to ensure that the meetings are better organized and focused. The U.S. and several Western allies have accused Syria's president of delaying the drafting of a new constitution in order to buy time until elections are held. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.